Music by Randy Newman. It's 1 minute after eight. This is WBAI in New York City at 99.5 FM. The following program will be broadcast in FM multiplex stereo. A relaxed mind and the use of stereo headphones is highly recommended.
There is nothing wrong with your radio receiver. There is nothing wrong with your radio receiver. Do not attempt to adjust the knobs. We can control the stereo balance. We can control the stereo balance.
We can control the frequency response. We are in control. You are out of control. You will not touch your radio. You will not remove your headphones.
What's going on here?
Now exhale. Your papers, please.
I don't understand. I don't...
So, you claim to be a citizen.
You can't do this to me. You're just a radio. What is this?
It's turkey time. Sounds and slop in stereo from the cutting room floor of WBAI.
See you when it's over and good luck. Good luck.
Well, gang, let's get going.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern bringing you the 381st edition of the Cold Cream Shows Reel, featuring strange and fantastic stories. Some legends, some...
Thing I long for. I'm mighty strong for.
General, I only pray you know what you're doing.
Not sure, but I think our pilot's off his course.
Off his course? Nonsense.
Well, look down there.
It's what? A bird. It's a plane.
It's two birds. It's a plane. It's two birds. It's a plane. It's two birds.
Duty, boys and girls, and Merry Christmas.
You're aware of the reports we've been receiving of strange manifestations in the Forbidden Zone?
Oh, no, it's quite all right, Miss Brinklow. There's nothing to be upset about, I'm sure.
Still, there's nothing like finding out, is there? Shall I speak to the pilot, Conway?
Oh, no, don't bother, I'll do it myself. You there, pilot, open the panel. I want to speak to you.
Oh, hi, gang! Hi, Daddy! Hi, gang!
Daddy! Heavy man, heavy! Heavy man, heavy!
Techie time!
Techie time!
Techie time!
It's techie duty time! It's techie duty time! It's techie duty time! It's techie duty time!
Boys and girls, and come on over to the house because it's time for our Howdy Christmas Duty Party. Here we are.
In the way.
Well, hi, gang.
Santa Claus hasn't arrived yet, Howdy.
Yeah, well, probably not. He'll be here in a few minutes, and then, oh boy.
It's gonna be a howdy duty Christmas for all good girls and boys.
Well, Merry Christmas, Bubba.
Merry Christmas, Howdy.
And Merry Christmas, Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring.
Merry Christmas, Howdy Duty.
And Merry Christmas, Oh Well Willie.
Merry Christmas, Howdy.
And Merry Christmas, Mr. Buster.
Bird.
Well, Mr. Buster, what's the matter?
Yes, oh yeah.
You won't say Merry Christmas?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I say...
Oh, Mr. Buster.
Let's show him, Howdy.
We'll decorate the Christmas tree with a great big star.
Oh, wonderful, Chief. Wonderful.
And snowy
snow. And strings of popcorn. For sure, let's go.
Yellow, it's America.
Hear it pop till
the face in the misty light.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
10 days ago, in my report to the nation in Vietnam, let me see when I would be moving. Let's see.
He's been sick.
Yes, sir. How much time we have?
I think his wife is going to bring him some chicken soup.
Yeah. Would he prefer using the finger, or would he prefer my using
them sweet little teeth?
Objection, Mr. Chairman. I'd like the last statement stricken from this record.
Oh. Hey, look at this. Hey,
what is this?
This is Lawrence Welk.
It must have been about 11:30 when we got back to the hotel. We hadn't been in our room 5 minutes when...
Okay, Grandma, it's a raid.
Say, what are you doing here with all that crazy getup?
Don't ask questions, just listen.
It's hard to tell what a military man may be eating.
Let's see. Sawed-off shotgun, knife, bludgeon, box of dum-dum shells. Nothing suspicious here. She skipped on down the path, but she didn't know I'd seen the concealed compartment in the basket. In it, what I'd suspected all along.
Diamonds! Diamonds of price! Enough to buy...
Complex compound vitamins. Vitamin A, A1, B, B1.
Be still a minute, will you, and tell us why you were slugged.
It is because of a great personal tragedy.
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
Yes, the king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
My scouts follow him like deer.
Oh, you're an actor, huh?
Well, a couple of wars later...
Surrender, you bloodhound! Never! Take that,
daughter! You slay me!
I guess the reason is there are just too many people around...
sitting on that rutabaga crate.
So that afternoon, Pat and I shifted our bags into the adjoining suite and went out to celebrate.
So off went the two little pigs on their merry way.
Curse this bracken.
Mind telling us why?
Conway, I say, Conway, are you asleep?
What's that? Oh, what's the matter, Mallinson? Anything wrong?
I'm not sure, but I think our pilot's off his course.
Off his course? Nonsense.
Well, look down there. Nothing but mountains as far as you can see.
I don't recognize this part of the world at all. Yes, I should say you were right, Mallinson. The man's lost his way.
What's that, Conway? Did you say we were lost?
Lost? Oh, good heavens!
No. It's quite all right, Miss Brinklow. There's nothing to be upset about, I'm sure.
Still, there's nothing like finding out, is there? Shall I speak to the pilot, Conway?
Oh, no, don't bother. I'll do it myself. You there, pilot. Open the panel. Open up. I want to speak to you.
Now, hasn't this game been great fun?
No, but there's an abandoned hulk a ways offshore.
Want to have some more fun?
Sure, I don't mind.
Good choice.
Thank you.
You look, Grandma, often like my nothing mustache.
Have a mustache.
I know.
Boy.
You call me Chief?
Who are you?
I'm Sideman George.
What do you mean?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What's the charge?
You figure it out.
Out of season?
Out.
Yes, he's been made into long red underwear.
But it don't make no sense.
An abandoned hulk,
What do you think of Tracy?
Maybe Vitamin Flintheart isn't as crazy as he seems. Come on, Pat. We're going to take a pleasure cruise around the bay.
You were right.
I was right?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, the maiden again, devouring dragon. The king's daughter may be next.
I've got you now.
Yeah, and I've got you, copper. You can't see me no better than I can see you. If you're gonna count, you better make the first one shoot.
It's a bottle, but it don't make no sense.
Hello there.
Good day. Good day. Good day. Good day.
Hello there. I gotta move quicker. The Piggly Wiggly will catch me.
Up ahead in the nose of the boat.
The crowd.
Up ahead.
Oh, you know what I mean. Now you become frightened. It's nothing you've ever seen before. It's coming closer. 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 You're too frightened.
Stop. We're on the edge of a pit.
It was only a simple screen test.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. It was... How shall I say?
Coincidence is what it is.
I recognize the outlines, Mr. Driscoll.
Hey, you know what I want to do?
Essayist, after having been
historian,
beaten in black and,
and writer of fascinating stories.
He gave me a kind of
Washington Irving was the first of the great
scars,
American writers.
And less time than it went to
before his time in the first two decades of the 19th century,
take a little tramp,
Europe had
stops.
Regarded American authors as curiosities.
Very well. I'll bide my time. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog.
I don't really think to get away.
Splendid, La Rose. Now, unaccustomed as I am to anything except virgins, I can really enjoy
Washington
a little
Irving,
more like this.
Striving at the more socially acceptable jobs of his day.
You mean you are a llama?
Yes.
Well, yes, she sure is a ball of energy since she's been using...
Wait, it's very simple. I understand now. First you begin... by getting off the stool.
Then you move over towards the piano. Open the large crate that's next to the piano. Move beyond the realm of human memory. Lie down among the stones of time.
Stop! Let's forget about it now, huh? We're celebrating tonight.
Okay, let's dance, Sue.
And now, direct from the chill room of the Hotel Grand, the revolutionary rhythms of Vince Aramos and his bandoliers.
This week, Vince is brought to you by Cow Brand Pies for the taste you'll never get rid of. Step into a cow pie today.
Well, here it is. You couldn't have wished for a lovelier day for the world-famous Benzedrine Day Parade. We'll follow the progress of this remarkable pageant, the world's longest parade, from 3rd Avenue till 2:30.
The time at the tone. 7th Avenue.
Bayou Pig. It's the interstellar galactic gagar on your Twisted Vortex thing. Brought you garbage featuring reruns of yesterday and listener Colin suggests for a little better tomorrow.
That you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
This is Wayne Newton. I'm looking out today and I'm going to give it a hand.
Thank you.
Sphygmomanometer is a long word, but...
Wait a minute. Hold it. Oh, no.
Easy.
15 letters. Easy. So, what is it?